Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's our toll-free line. You can call us and talk about, well, whatever's on your mind. It's 855-450-FREE. Or you can use Skype. Our username is lrn.fm. You send us a contact request. I'll click it as soon as I see it, which, you know, usually within a few minutes. And then you can call us and sound a little better. It's 855-450-FREE for the landline and lrn.fm on Skype. It's Mark with you.
And Cantwell.
Cantwell, what's going on? What happened at the Students for Liberty International Conference thing down in...
International Students for Liberty Conference, ISFLC,
yeah,
has me in an absolute uproar to the point that I really don't even know what to do with myself. I'm really very frustrated with the situation. There was a... I have been going after certain factions of the libertarian movements for quite some period of time here. These social justice warriors absolutely make me sick.
Now, social justice can be two different. Like,
Don't even. There's nothing. There's no good definition of social justice. And if you want to try to do it, just to do it for the radio, go ahead. But I'm gonna get it out there. This is complete nonsense, and you know it.
I tend to think that most people that are for social justice, as they call it, are for government enacted social justice. But sometimes they'll run under the cover of non-government enacted social justice.
So. They will run under that cover, but that's basically, look, these people are anti-capitalists is what it is, okay? They hate capitalism. They hate rich people. They hate goodness.
Well,
right?
I wish that I knew what capitalism was, because that's a really vague term for a lot of people.
Then that's what we're going to do. Forget Students for Liberty. Let's do this.
Okay.
Because I am sick of this one, too, and this is something that needs to get fixed in the libertarian movement. I am sick of this. I mentioned to a previous caller, I sat down with this ridiculous Markets Not Capitalism audiobook that I'm trying to get through, and it's word salad. It's communist word salad. It's completely ridiculous that people are basically talking about free market anti-capitalism, and that what it is is they don't like the accumulation of wealth. What they see it as is that when people have somebody has more than somebody else, that they will use it to oppress people is kind of the idea.
I'm with you on that. I think that when people hate on the rich, that many times they're not hating on people who have used the government apparatus in order to enrich themselves, immorally. They're hating on people who have provided goods and services in the marketplace and been rewarded through that behavior.
Yeah. You paying me the least amount of money that you have to is wage slavery, as far as these people are concerned. Not you and me literally, but somebody paying somebody something to do something that they don't particularly care to do, but that doesn't allow them to, a living wage or whatever, that this is wage slavery, that you're oppressing people, and it's infuriating to watch happen. Now, don't get me wrong. I understand that the government's messing with the economy. I absolutely get that.
Oh, yeah.
I know that there's a small number of people who are benefiting from that a lot more than everybody else. But the egalitarianism has got to go, ladies and gentlemen. This is the problem that leads up to this situation at the Students for Liberty conference, where somebody basically called out Ron Paul as a racist and the Mises Institute and Lou Rockwell and Walter Block, and just basically went on this social justice warrior rant trying to tear down the best people in the libertarian movement, in my book.
Let's go to Daniel calling in from San Francisco. Daniel, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to talk about this social justice thing.
Go ahead.
My girlfriend is a social worker, and she's not a Rothbardian anarchist, but she definitely has libertarian leanings, and she is very pro-capitalism and pro-markets and everything. Most of her work is with orphans who have been in the state system a lot and basically been spent most of their lives super drugged up and have been sexually abused or survivors of child prostitution, that sort of thing. people.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that they're going to have
really
a difficult time
here
having a good life.
Background, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right.
And when I hear the phrase social justice, I know it's a word that people throw around a lot, and it basically means whatever it is I happen to be emotionally attached to.
Yeah, that means it means that.
He talks
yeah.
about that stuff in terms of social justice because these are people who no one is vested in them. Like there isn't really a. I can imagine hypothetical Rothbardian market solutions to these problems, but in the world we're in right now, these people are just being thrown under the bus and chewed up by the machine. And
I agree with you on that. I think that what's difficult about the system, for instance, we've thought, my wife and I have thought about taking somebody, foster child in. I have never sort of moved forward on it because I'm certain that they're going to tell me I'm unqualified because I'm a convicted felon.
Okay.
And I just don't need that. I don't need that crap in my life. I don't need some social worker telling me that I can't provide a better home for a foster kid. And foster kids are a challenge in and of themselves. But just because of something that happened 25 years ago, that really has never been meted out in a court of law.
Well, one of the things that she talks about a lot is that a lot of the people who in her generation. I mean, she's like 26, and the people in her generation who are in the field, a lot of them are people who came out of the system themselves.
Yep. That was the double tap. I double tapped at our board op, who's fast as a cobra, had tapped it just before I tapped it. So
okay.
There you go.
Well, look, the situation that the guy was describing is there are some disadvantaged children, and his wife is a social worker who's got some governmental, probably, role to play in trying to get these kids on some sort of a right track. When we're talking about any of these things, there are market solutions to them, and it's a thing that you might want to do some study of economics if you want to start making these arguments. There's no shortage of demand for children.
Yeah.
But you can't sell them, unfortunately, right? And
well,
that sounds terribly cold for me to say, right?
I think it's really complicated because when you start incentivizing people to having children, right, like that's what buying children does, is it incentivizes people to have them, then we really get into a kind of a twisted situation.
Well, right? we might, but at the same time, I would say that when there's a market enough, if the market to buy children would probably start off with a very high price, and then a bunch of people would get into it and be like, oh, I'm making so much money. And people say, oh, I see these people making money. And all of a sudden, there's a surplus to supply of children, and the price of children isn't so high. And all of a sudden, there's not quite so much incentive to go out and do that.
I think to some extent, you can already to get scholarships, and there's money that can be put away in trusts and that sort of thing.
But it's very difficult. It's not like the adoption process in this country is very simple. They go out overseas. Go ahead.
It is difficult. Let's go to Al calling in from Maine. Al, you're on Free Talk Live.
The market has turned America, the free market has turned America into a land of darkness, deep spiritual darkness.
So you think that some communism will turn us towards spiritual enlightenment? Is that your premise?
Communism and capitalism work hand in hand. They're the flip side of the same coin. They're controlled by the same people at the top.
Okay.
They're both a materialist ideology.
So we've just got to, not want stuff?
But no, hold on. Capitalism isn't controlled by its definition. Capitalism means the private ownership of the means of production, distribution, and exchange of wealth. So therefore, when you're talking about private, we're talking about everybody. There's 7 billion people involved in the capitalist free market. That's not top down.
Well, I find that an insufficient definition of capitalism. Capitalism is a concentration of the means of production. By accumulated wealth. It's also
yes, accumulated wealth is capital, and when you use it, you're using your capital to do things. Capitalism, I'll take that definition. Go ahead.
And it's used by lending, it grows by lending money, which is forbidden by all the major religions in the world.
Which is why religion is garbage and needs to be done away with as fast as possible.
Yes, and that's why communists and capitalists share the same idea about religion. That religion is essential.
Well, the usury laws kept Europe in the Dark Ages for centuries.
Well, the usury kept Egypt. The West was never in the Dark Ages. That's a misnomer. You have the light of Christian civilization. And then
thanks
you
for the call,
the...
Al. Appreciate it. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th. You can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE or LRN.FM on Skype. It's Mark
and Cantwell
ChristopherCantwell.com. You can get free tickets. Well, potentially, you can get free tickets to the New Hampshire Liberty Forum at NHLibertyForum.com. The Liberty Forum is really soon. It's the March the 5th through the 8th. It's going to be a great time. I'm excited to be there. It's going to be at the Radisson in downtown Manchester. From March the 5th to the 8th, and it's going to be a great time. Lots of great speakers. It's going to be amazing. Just go check it out, nhlibertyforum.com. But you can get a free ticket if you ask yourself, am I a Free State Project signer? If the answer is no, then ask yourself this: do I live in New Hampshire? If the answer is no, then you're eligible. If you've answered no two times, then you're eligible for a free ticket to the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, as long as you're willing to attend the FSP Questions Session with Carla Mora on Saturday, the 7th at 12:30 in the afternoon. You do that, you're in there, you get to get a free ticket. All you have to do is email Ian at freetalklive.com, and he will arrange it for you. So get your free ticket by emailing him at Ian at freetalklive.com. And if you're like me and you don't fit either one of those and you just want to get a ticket and go and have a great time, like I'm going to see us perform Free Talk Live and see all the great speakers, go to nhlibertyforum.com and get your tickets. Cantwell, apparently some left libertarians called Ron Paul a racist.
They certainly did, and a sexist and a homophobe and all sorts of things. And that's not unusual for these people, you know. And the thing is, you know, there's things that you could criticize Ron Paul on. I just don't think that this is one of them. In any case, so it's the International Students for Liberty Conference, and the Students for Liberty is a group that has sort of wanted to be a real big tent organization. Alexander McCobin is the president or the chair or whatever the leader of that organization.
I've talked to him on the phone a few times. Yep.
You have. Okay. Well, they were going after Ron Paul over Ukraine, accusing him of being pro-Putin. And
who's
there was
they?
McCobin was.
Okay.
Okay. McCobin and some other people at Students for Liberty. And then there was a back and forth between these some folks over at the Ron Paul Institute were publishing pieces about McCobin. And I don't particularly care for McCobin because I perceive him to be a largely left-leaning guy with sympathy for the state. And in any case, there was all this lead up to it. Everybody knew that there was going to be a showdown at the ISFLC, anybody who was paying attention anyway. And so when Ron Paul goes there to speak against every intelligent thing that anybody planning anything should have just told him not to have anything to do with them, as far as I'm concerned, he goes there to speak. And, of course, some folks from the Center for a Stateless Society, who are also in Students for Liberty, decide to disrupt Ron Paul's address to these folks to read out this open letter to Ron Paul that accuses him and Lou Rockwell and the Mises Institute and Walter Block and a handful of other people of being racist and misogynist and homophobes, and that they're ruining the libertarian movement because we can't reach out of this tiny little demographic, and it's all because of these racist old people, and we need second wave libertarianism to come in and rescue the libertarian movement.
Well,
and by the way, these are a bunch of anti-capitalist social justice warriors who are doing it.
Well, I do. Okay, I'll say this, that when I was doing some radio appearances during the Ron Paul campaigns during 2008 and 2012, some of the first things that I'd hear out of people's mouths, especially Democrats, would be, Ron Paul's newsletters from the 90s, right? And which had these...
It's not from the 90s. This is like 40 years ago.
No, these were from the 90s. I think you've got the dates wrong on that. So you can check it out later. But anyway, so from certainly, 2008, more than 10 years prior to that. And so it's either decade or decades. The first thing they'd say is these, you know, racism. Basically, they cry racism as though Ron Paul's a racist. Now, he never wrote a racist thing in any of these. Somebody was managing his newsletter for him. He is a congressman, after all. He's busy, and he, you know, delivers babies in his spare time. And so he had a newsletter that had his name on it, and people would, you know, get the newsletter, and somebody wrote some stuff that was, I mean, not the most racist things that I've ever heard in my life, but not particularly pleasant either. And, you know, I mean, that would be the first sort of complaint in that realm. A lot of people accused at the time were accusing the editor, who was Lou Rockwell, of having written this stuff. Now, Lou would not address that at all. He would not say a thing. Turns out it wasn't Lou, it was some other guy, and, you know, whatever. You know, the guy's old and white and racist, whatever.
I have heard it is a rumor. I've heard another rumor, but I won't say it. Anyway, so I don't care. Like, I don't care if he did write them, and I don't care when they were written, because what his thoughts on a particular group of people. Now, first of all, I've read some of the things that they say are so racist, and I don't think that they are. I think they're racially charged. They're talking about black people behaving in a certain way, in a certain place, at a certain time. And you know what? It seemed like a pretty accurate description of what was happening when I read.
Racially charged is what I would call it, and I think it's just unhelpful to lump people together in categories that they may, that they certainly don't want to be lumped together in, right? Like, I don't want to be lumped together in with white criminal, the white criminal category, when that's not what I'm doing. So, you know, whatever.
So, in any case, this is something, yes, Democrats especially, they bring this up. Why? Because Democrats,
that's how politics
are,
is
race pimp psychopaths who obsess over these things. Right? And you know what? We've got a bunch of leftists running around calling themselves libertarians who obsess over these things too. Right?
Well, if they don't obsess over them, how are they going to bring people who communicate that way into the movement?
I don't want them to bring those people into the movement. Those people destroy everything that they get their hands on. And this is a problem, and I really think it's something that I want to get into economics with these people, because it's anti-capitalism. They're saying that you don't own your thoughts. We've got to control your freaking head.
Well,
It's every single time. They're not libertarians, okay? They're coming in here and they're really obsessed with race and gender, right? They're really obsessed with race and gender. And by the way, if you look at the economics that these lunatics are spewing over at Center for a Stateless Society, these people are anti-capitalist. They're saying free market anti-capitalism, and they're throwing around this ridiculous word salad things. They're still leftists. They are not. They didn't become libertarians. They're just like, hey, I'm not a big fan of the government, but I still have the exact same agenda as when I was voting for Hillary Clinton.
Well, I think that the greater definition of a libertarian is basically somebody who thinks that the government is a poor solution to everything. And if you think that, then I suppose I'm willing to put you under the tent. If you're willing to look at whatever it is, as long as it's voluntary, I'm for it. Whatever your idea is that you want to get, you want women to be treated differently, or, you know, minorities to be treated differently, or whatever it is you want. And I think that there's probably some things that could be changed in those areas that would be positive for the society generally.
But these people generally tend to view, if you don't treat women the way they want you to, they view this as, they'll frequently call this microaggressions, right? Microaggressions. You're aggressing against people if you don't behave don't in the way that they want their mind control fantasy world to work.
Then they don't know what the definition of an aggression is.
They're lacking a lot of definitions. They tortured language, these people.
Well, that is the way to control the populace, is to some extent to control the language. There's no doubt about that. Your thoughts on it? 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the VitaClay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freesurvivalmatch.com. That's freesurvivalmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freesurvivalmatch.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's 855-450-FREE. Those are the numbers you call to get on Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We're live if it's 7 to 10 p. Eastern time where you are and when you're hearing us. And it's a toll-free line, and you're able to call in and talk. 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
And Cantwell.
And you can actually use our call us on Skype. LRN.FM is our username there. And we'd love to have you. You can go do your online shopping. When you do your online shopping, I want you to do it, please, if you will. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. It's an extra click, and I know nobody likes extra clicks on the Internet. But when you do, you get the same prices, the same service you normally get, and Free Talk Live gets a little bonus. The fact is, you know, it's really helpful to us. Because when you have, like, say, one or two big advertisers, you know, when they drop off, that's a big hit. Yeah. What we want to do is we want to spread out the risk. And we spread out the risk by getting little bits here and there from everybody. And that's what happens when you do your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. Spreads the risk out for us. Thanks so much. Shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go to nobody. Calling in from, I would assume, nowhere. Talking about, well, whatever. Nobody. Hey, you're on Free Talk Live.
He might be somewhere.
What's on your mind, nobody?
I just wanted to call and talk about some recent experiences, kind of trying to spread the ideas of, I guess, libertarianism, but really pointing out just the blatant, like, violence of... But I was talking to my...
I think he's cutting out pretty bad. We have packet loss there, it looks like.
Yep.
The violence of what? The state?
Right.
So can real quick, can you encapsulate it as quickly as you can? Nobody?
So I was talking to my sister. I was just kind of hanging out, and a bunch of police rolled through the neighborhood and said something like just in passing. I was joking, scary, right? And I was just talking about the police being around, their presence being scary, and I pointed out that the violent nature of it. And then we got into a conversation a little deeper, and I was saying, that's violence. I was saying, the things that they do, whether it be right or wrong, that's violence. And she just, she could not see it at all. She would not concede that point. She couldn't, like, she was having an identity crisis or something.
Hmm. Were you pointing out that when they're acting, when police are acting as legitimate agents of people, like I can have an agent of force work for me. For instance, if I want to, protect myself from a dangerous person, I could hire Cantwell to walk around with me. And if a person acts dangerously towards me, Cantwell can do whatever is within my rights to protect myself by being an agent of my rights. And he's accepting money for that. I think police do that all the time, that they're legitimate agents. Now, they, of course, are paid through tax money, which is extracted from people through threats of taking their liberty or their property away from them. That is, of course, violence.
Right. I was just making the point, by definition, that things that they're doing, it's coercion. It's either a threat of a violence and potentially actual violence. And I've taken up kind of points that y'all, speak about probably pretty frequently, and just, talking these points with people on the most basic level. And I didn't realize until recently that there is this, this disparity, like this discrepancy between definitions on just the most fundamental level. It's ridiculous.
You really can't have a conversation unless you can get your definitions down. Cantwell and I were just having that go on in a couple of segments ago where we were discussing capitalism. Now, I agree with Cantwell's definition of capitalism and what it means, but a lot of people, they really don't know what capitalism means. It's been disparaged in their mind so often that I find the term to be, to some extent, not useful, because people are just activated by it, right? You have to meet them where they're at.
Inflammatory.
Yeah.
Right. And I think something here,
this ain't going
towards,
nobody, I appreciate the call, but you're dropping out.
Cutting out.
Thanks so much. 855-450-3733. Well,
so,
sometimes Skype works out. What can I tell you?
Yeah, it doesn't look like I think the connection might be on our end tonight.
But I do, we can still continue to talk about the, Center for the Stateless Society, Students for Liberty, interrupting Ron Paul. I think that's interesting. Ron Paul doesn't get interrupted too often. Lots of politicians deal with that kind of stuff on a pretty regular basis. So, I guess... Hey, Ron Paul's gotten a lot of slack in the past as far as not getting interrupted, so I think that's kind of interesting to me. Let's go to Daniel calling into Utah. Daniel, I pushed the wrong button. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, because I've done it before. Okay, so, Daniel, you can call back.
Wow.
Didn't mean to push that button.
Oh, well. Well, sorry, Daniel.
Ron Paul getting interrupted?
Yeah. And so... I don't know exactly where we left off here now, but the idea being, okay, he gets up there, he's making this this address, and he gets to a question and answer period. I mean, they're not just interrupting him in the middle of a speech, they're asking him a question, but they're not asking him a question. This is a staged event by rivals, right? These are ideological rivals who do not like who Ron Paul is or what Ron Paul stands for. These people want to do away, not just with Ron Paul, but with, like, the Ludwig von Mises Institute, right? There's a bunch of anti-capitalists who are trying to label the Austrian economists as racist and misogynist for purposes other than their stated purpose. Do you understand where I'm getting at
here?
Oh,
sure. People, this is politics, right?
Right.
But, you know, when people will use terms like racism and misogyny in order to, like, they make these big reaches, right? Like, if you believe in free markets, you're racist.
Right.
And they literally, people will literally say this. Now, I don't know what lefties will, the folks you're talking about specifically, but I've heard people say this, and I'm like, what? You mean I want a system where a person has the ability to, you know, they have a fair opportunity to, you know, do things on their own. The government doesn't step in the way and prevent them from opening their business, depending on what neighborhood they're in or what their zoning rules are or whatever. I mean, governments have been used as the tools of racism for as long as there have been governments and race. And that's a long darn time.
Right.
So you're telling me that I'm somehow racist because I believe people should have opportunities? I don't think that that's the case. I find that very confusing. But some people will say that, and I find it confusing. So let's go back to Daniel in Utah, who has called back, and I hope he'll accept my deepest apology. Daniel, you're on Free Talk Live.
Okay, yes. I think supply and demand is essential for the economy, but I think if you have monopoly economics, then capitalism is a form of communism.
Okay, run that by me again.
I think supply and demand is essential to have a sustainable economy. But I think when you have monopoly economics, then I think capitalism is a form of communism.
So okay. When was the last time you found an economy that didn't have supply and demand?
Well, if the government is manipulating everything, then that would be like complete communism.
Well, yeah, the government dominating the economy is usually how communism works.
I mean, there free are some supply and
fanatics out there who think that you're going to have, you know, free market communism, and those people are not really worth very much taking seriously. Where did you study economics, sir?
I've been studying it through my life. I didn't, like, go to school to study it.
Well, where's this monopoly that we're talking about? That's what I find confusing, is monopolies generally don't exist without government coercion.
Well, correct. Well, yeah, it's people have to support a monopoly system where, like, the Federal Reserve can make up whatever it wants and, you know, bribe who it wants and corrupt the laws to maintain power.
That they do. Daniel, thank you for the call. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Well, I guess we might be able to squeeze you in if you make that call right now. It's Mark with you.
And Cantwell.
Our AMP program. The AMP program is a program where you give us $5 a month and we give you commercial-free podcasts and, you know, like the call-in line and a really great amplifier forum on Facebook, and it's very active and lots of folks are involved there. And you're kind of inside Free Talk Live in many ways. But, you know, what it really is about, it's about spreading the ideas of liberty. So, please, if you want to spread the ideas of liberty, Free Talk Live is a great way to do it. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com and, well, amp the program. We'd love to have you. So let's go to Sleepy Salsa calling in here, trying to figure out how to answer this call. I don't know what to do. Okay. There you go. Sleepy okay. Salsa, you're on Free Talk Live.
Howdy from Texas. I believe Chris Cantwell mentioned a moment ago, if I heard him correctly, something about Students for Liberty.
Yeah.
And, you know, I read your article recently about the antic that they, the stunt they pulled in D.C. And just the two things I wanted to say is, first, please don't quit. You know, a lot of us, you know, like you down here.
Thanks.
And the second thing, sure. And the second thing is that I was thinking more about what you wrote, and I was trying to look back into it more because
ChristopherCantwell.com.
Yeah. The title of the article is Against Second Wave Libertarianism.
Great title, by the way. And I was asking, you know, both my – I've had requests from both the Patriot faction as well as the Preppers and just different types of friendly political factions, just different people I know asked me to look more into what you were writing. And I did, and it's this very weird web, something about Russia and the Ukraine. It doesn't really matter too much because it really only matters what happens here in the States as far as our lives go. And I find it very interesting that Students for Liberty seem to want to be very politically correct, as it were, and somehow use that against Ron Paul. And the weird thing, Chris, is that if someone wanted to go after Ron Paul, there are plenty of bad things that he actually did, like going to the WIPO, for instance, a couple years back, the RonPaul.com copyright scandal. But this is not a real thing they did. It's plain politics.
Yeah, exactly. And that's part of the problem. Look, I mean, you know, some of these people who came after Ron Paul would tell you that they are anarchists. And if they are anarchists and they believe in non-aggression, then there are things that you can go after Ron Paul for. Like, I don't know, collecting a congressional salary and for voting for the authorization for use of military force against Afghanistan and for going to the WIPO again, like you said, over RonPaul.com. For
what is the WIPO?
This is the World Intellectual Property. He went to the UN to try to get RonPaul.com wrestled away from the people who own it.
It's true.
And these are things, these are really good reasons to criticize Ron Paul and say, hey, Ron Paul, why are you going and doing these things? And, you know, then you can get Ron Paul's answer on them and you can have an actual discussion about it. Instead, these people go after him on race and gender and sexuality, which is a nonsense, completely nonsense argument that has nothing to do with libertarianism because they are trying to change libertarianism. I think they want to redefine libertarianism as, I don't know, like drug-induced homosexual anti-capitalism is what these people really want to turn it into. And I don't think that these people have any place in anything resembling my idea of libertarianism because they're running around there. There's a guy who's wearing a sign, if you meet the Rothbard on the road, kill him.
What the hell does that mean?
It's a play on a Buddhist quote, which is basically if you see the Buddha, kill him. Which is if you believe that you've found enlightenment, then kill that image and move on because you're never going to know it. And the idea being, oh well, if you see the Rothbard on the road, kill him. Meaning there is no definition of libertarianism. It's that reality is an impermanent illusion. Is the idea behind it? These people literally just don't even believe in an objective reality. That's why they change the meaning of words and they don't. I'm kind of getting off on a tangent here.
I mean, wouldn't libertarianism, by its sort of its definition, and I understand that you can be a libertarian and not necessarily believe that you know the government shouldn't be involved in everything, but basically libertarianism, as its definition is that there's no state, right? Like there should be no monopoly on the use of violence in a given landmass or whatever, and that if you, you know, that's really what it comes down to.
It's non-initiation of force in my book and in Rothbard's. But the other thing is that when you're getting into non-initiation of force, you have to consider that, like, if you believe in different rules on property, well, then the rules on force get dramatically different very rapidly, right? Like a guy called in about absentee ownership. Well, you know, Mark, if you go to Acapulco and somebody decides that because you went to Acapulco, the rules of property say they can move into your house and start eating your food, right? Then you come home and they say, well, my rules of property say that I can do this. And you say, well, my rules of property say you can't. And I'm calling Cantwell to come over here with his gun. Well, now we're going to have a problem, right? So these people have really whacked out ideas on what property is and what aggression is, and they're running around calling themselves libertarians and saying, well, I believe in non-aggression, so I'm a libertarian.
I really wish that I could have these conversations. Like, Free Talk Live, to some extent, when I, you know, when I got involved, my idea was is that we were going to have a forum for liberty-oriented people to have conversations about the things that we, you know, really parse out issues. And, frankly, that doesn't happen. Well, I mean, you know, we don't have people who, you know, believe or disbelieve these things calling in very often. We had, earlier this evening, we had some guy who believed in conspiracy theories, like we had a couple of them talking about chemtrails or whatever, and that's fine by me, but I would have really loved to have had a conversation with these people, but instead they want to interrupt the Ron Paul, you know, speech or whatever, and that's fine. But
because their goal is not to have a rational discussion. If they wanted to have a rational discussion, they wouldn't be screaming about about race and gender. They wouldn't be doing that. They wouldn't be calling people racist if they wanted to have a discussion about anything. That's not what somebody who has a point to make does. Somebody who has a point to make makes a point instead of interrupting respectable figures while they're trying to address a group of interested people and hurling baseless epithets at them.
Yeah. I would encourage them to call in to Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE tomorrow, and let's talk about these ideas. What are we talking about here? Because I don't really understand or know. I've read a few things from the C4SS.org website, and, you know, some of it I've liked, and some of it hasn't really done anything for me.
The guy Kevin Carson wrote an article, The End of Libertarians, where he's talking about what happened at the Students for Liberty thing, right? Okay. So it says C4SS, Kevin Carson writes about this thing, and he's like, we need to grow beyond this, and we need to grow the movement, and da-da-da-da-da. Well, when you go look at Kevin Carson's author profile, Kevin Carson's author profile contains titles like Venture Communism, The Communism of Everyday Life.
You can grow the movement by just basically destroying the definition of libertarianism.
Well, exactly. They're opponents of libertarianism. They are they're the enemy.
I don't know. I mean, I don't really know. I've talked to a few folks like this. It seems like we agree on the large...
Center for a Stateless Society, by the way, founded by confessed child rapist Brad Spangler.
Well, does it matter who founded it?
Yeah, I do. I think it matters a lot. Also, who else was involved with that thing? It was Stacey Litz, that girl who was selling drugs with her pals, and then she got caught and threw all her friends under the bus because they're a bunch of irresponsible leftists.
That was a big scandal. Sleepy Saul, do you have anything else?
Yeah, sure. Just for Chris, I mean, maybe a potential article idea, maybe something like faux grievances, you know, people who like to, you know, hurl the baseless epithets, as you put it, and claim, you know, tree hugging or whatever else, right? But like grievances that are not actually substantive, and they try to use it as a political talking point. And having said that, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Sleepy Salsa, calling in from Texas. Go right ahead on this C4SS thing.
Okay, so these people, look, the left is the political ideology of the irresponsible. Okay, that's why they want that's why their statist counterparts want to redistribute the wealth. Right, they want to take from the rich and give to the poor, and then the definition of rich and poor keeps on changing.
Well, what about when let's talk about say England. Prior to the crown giving up control in the early 1900s. At that point, you had essentially the wealthy, the privileged, owned all the land, and then the poor folks were living on their land, paying them rent, in many cases, to live there. I mean, don't you think it's possible for wealth to be to sit in too few hands, and then something besides sort of the free market needs to kick in to redistribute, because something besides the free market certainly was kicked in for so long that the redistribution to the rich needed to be counteracted?
If you've got somebody who you could say got something from you by illicit means, then fine, then go after them and take it. But to say that because they have it, because they are rich, because they gained something, that they necessarily did something wrong, that's a whole other world, and that's very, very dangerous thought process. I can't abide it.
Check us out in the meantime at facebook.freetalklive.com and at freetalklive.com. You can participate on the website. It's been Mark with you.
And Cantwell.
855. What am I giving you? freetalklive.com. That's what I want to say. Connect.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's finally gone strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Majid lives in Nordevin, Armenia, with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.